Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, rest on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, 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 it's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening to everyone, and we give God all the praise and honor and glory for being here tonight. Indeed, you did tune in to the correct broadcast. This is Seasons of Purpose, but tonight we are hosting our special version of the February Queen Talk broadcast, and we are so thankful for you all to be able to be tuned in with us tonight. As I promised you with Queen Talk, we are going to be discussing 21st century issues that impact and affect women from a biblical perspective, praise God. And so tonight, I can think of no more relevant topic right now than health. We are still going through a pandemic, and there are a lot of people with the issue of health and well-being and maintaining their health on their minds. And so tonight, we have brought in a person that is so dear and near to my heart in the person of Dr. Justina Awani. Dr. Justina Awani is the proprietor and the owner of Nature We Belong Natural Foods. And she's going to talk with us tonight about natural herbs and healing. But before I bring her on, I also too wanted to thank you, as I said, for tuning in. And I want to also just give a shout out to Minister Gretchen Manley and Sister Joycelyn Williams for their assistance. These women have been working diligently along with me to plan these programs for you. So I wanted to personally thank the both of them for all of their help and sticking with me, because I know that this is something that God has placed in my spirit to do, to be able to offer to women, to help to educate and edify them. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started with our program tonight, and I want to just do a brief introduction of Dr. Justina Awani. Dr. Justina Awani is first and foremost a Holy Spirit-filled woman of God. She is the owner, as I mentioned earlier, and proprietor of Nature We Belong Natural Foods in Tucker, Georgia. A former registered nurse for 20 years, she began her natural foods business in 2008 with the goal of providing her customers with natural and holistic alternatives to health and well-being. She is an expert in the use of natural herbs and herbal supplements. The Bible supports the use of plants and herbs for healing from Genesis to Revelation. Genesis 1 and 29 states, and God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant and yielding seed that is on the face of the earth, every tree with its seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food." Revelation 22 and 2 tells us that the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Please understand that our primary purpose tonight for hosting this program is not to bash pharmaceutical medicine, because medications certainly have their place in the arena of health. Many of them which began as plant-based products. However, our goal is to educate and equip you with the knowledge of alternative natural plant-based forms of healing herbs and products from God's pharmacy. In Hosea 4 and 6, God's word tells us that my people are destroyed, indeed perishing, for lack of knowledge. Therefore, I highly recommend that you gather together your pen, if you don't have it, your paper, and sit back and glean from this woman of God and the information that she has to share. You will be presented with the opportunity to address your questions to her by simply pressing 1 on your dial pad during our Q&A. So, my listening audience, without further ado, for those of you that have an ear and a desire to hear, it is my great pleasure to present to you my friend, queen and fellow queen in the kingdom of God, Dr. Sister Justina Awani of Nature We Belong Natural Foods. Sister Justina, I've clicked you in and you are live in the studio. Go right ahead. Can you hear me? Sister Justina, can you hear me? Okay, go ahead. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, welcome to our program. I forgot to tell you to press 1 on your dial pad. I do apologize. Welcome to our program. Yes, you can go ahead. Our audience is awaiting you. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Sister Whitehead, and thank you so much for the rest of the sisters that have been supporting
Amen.
This ministry to be able to. The Word of God is not an easy task. In this journey, you have to have a support system for you to be able to get to the ladder that you want to climb. So I want to say thank you so much to all the sisters. And also thank you to her husband and his son that are always there to help her. I'm very impressed and to be part of this program tonight, because ministry is part of me from birth. My entire family, yeah, they are ministers. And there are so many ways that we minister in the world. There are some people that minister in their behavior. There are some people that minister in their giving. There are some people, there's so many ways that we can minister into the world. And so by her getting these women together to talk about, health has become one of the issues in the world because we have turned away from our original diet, which is green herbs.
Mm-hmm.
The turning away from our diet have caused so many issues in the world we live today. Cancer, blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, obesity, hypertension, all of these things are coming because we have turned away from the original diet that God intended for us to live. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, they were not giving chicken and fish for food. He getting the fruits and the green vegetables to eat for food. And the cattle that were provided, it was a means for job for them to do. But because of disobedience, we all have turned away and we are still going through the consequences of that today. So today I'm going to be very short so that we can be able to entertain many questions as we can. Again, I'm going to follow Pastor Whitehead that she said, Genesis chapter 9, verse 3 says, every moving thing that lives shall be meat for you, even as the green herbs.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Holy Scripture says, not me saying that. Everything in this world, it requires cleaning and maintenance. And that's the reason why God gave me green herbs so that we can use it, that our body will clean, also get well maintained from it. So anything that is not clean and maintained, it goes wrong. You can take example as your car. If you drive a car for 30 years without maintenance, everything's going to go wrong in there.
That's right.
But if one thing breaks out, you get to the mechanic. Mechanic will say, we need to repair it, we need to repair it, long late. It's the same thing as the human body. Without the healing herbs, the human body will not be able to maintain. Alkaline is needed, which is coming from the green herbs. It's needed for our body to be able to be free from acid so that we can even go to sleep well at night. When we are getting older, the blood becomes very acidic because we have flesh and bones. And so that's why God looked at all of that and said, still here, but I'm going to give you something to clean you and also maintain your well-being on the face of the earth. So he provided us with the green herbs so that we can use it to live here as we continue to worship him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just that alone. Like I said, everything in this world, it requires cleaning and maintenance. Even our relationship is not going to be well maintained and clean without good communication. Even our finances, it will never go well if we don't clean some paperwork very well and and practice good management session. Even the diet, the entire body of us requires good diet for us to be able to be here, to worship God, to take care of ourselves, friends and families, and the list goes on. Diet is very, 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 very important in the lives of human existence. The cells that give us hope in life. Biology defines it as a structure, basic structure and units of life. What I mean is, without the cells, we don't have life. And the only way we're able to maintain the cell to get us life is by eating good diet. And in fact, when you are eating vegetables and fruits, you even spend less money because it don't require a lot at all to be purchased. You know, it's not like you got to buy chicken wings, you got to buy the thigh, you got to buy the neck, you got to buy the liver, you got to buy the gizzard. For you to get a complete chicken, if you can't get a whole, then you got to buy all of these separate. That's a lot of money. But you can get to the farmer market and pick up one apple. It can take you for half of the day. And or maybe you may only spend like a dollar or so. Eating healthy fruits and vegetables is the number one thing that God give it to us for us to remain healthy in his presence as we decided to be his children. Digestion, when I was doing my master, I look here, after going all of this, I took digestion as something that I can focus on. And in some of my writings, I describe digestion like a digestion is like the roof of our houses. The house roof, if it's leaking, you are not comfortable at all in there. You worry. I look at digestion like that. When you eat food, the food cannot go down. It's a miserable feeling. It's hard for you to sleep in your own bed. It's hard for your brain to even focus on anything. You get very sluggish because what? The cells that give you energy and hope is not receiving enough nutrients to give you that power to keep moving. And so indigestion problem, in many cases, I don't conclude most of the time because God did not make everybody's body the same. What works for me, it may not work for you. But it is very important that you pay very, very close attention to what you eat, what you drink. Your feeling is the very first doctor. If you eat something, it's not going to go well with your body, your feeling will tell you immediately. If you drink something, it's not going to go well with your body, the same feeling will tell you immediately. You go to the doctor, the first thing the doctor says, how are you feeling? The doctor cannot describe your feeling. Only you describe that. After the description, then doctor will figure it out at the same time and give you the prescription that you need. This is the same thing that God did to us. The healing herbs. There are so many herbs for so many reasons. If you're not feeling good, the first thing we look for is vitamin C, which contains all green vegetables is vitamin C. Anything green you pick up and eat, especially raw. When you eat it raw, you can get better quicker than when you cook. The raw vegetable, it contains pre-digesting enzymes. What I mean is, when you eat anything raw, your body cannot metabolize. Your liver and your pancreas will not break it down. But the enzyme that is in that food, the metabolic enzyme that is in that raw fruits or vegetable, will be able to metabolize the food and give you the necessary healing properties that body needs to support the cells so that the cells can give you hope of life today. So diet, to live long, you have to pay attention to what you eat and drink. Sometimes you will even get depressed out of no reason because the very food that you are just eating is not going the way it's supposed to go in your body and your cells. It's just telling you that I don't like this. This is not beneficial to me. If it's not going to benefit me, it cannot benefit you. Paying close attention to our diets is very, very important. Sound mind comes from what you eat. More energy comes from what you eat. organizing yourself in a way that you should be organized. It comes from what to eat. Diet is very, very important. The very virus we are going through here. Many of us, we got to experience something because of diet. American diet is, there's no green there. Where there is no green, there's an accumulation of blood acid. Blood acid, when it accumulates enough in the blood, you become diabetic, blood pressure increase, cholesterol increase, anxiety increase, hypertension increase, anything you can think of, it will go wrong in your body. Because the acid is more than what is needed for the body to function properly. So, ladies, tonight, let's think about what we can do this new year. This is a new brand year. And I'm so grateful and thankful to Pastor White Herford. This is the second year of the month to talk about you, ladies. Think about your health, your well-being. Many praying people, they don't care for their congregation members. No. All they want is 10%. Whether you're working, you're not working, they just want 10%. But this is the God-fearing lady who says, I just want the women to be able this year. I need them to begin the year with a good diet plan, to begin the year with a good health plan, to begin the year with thinking about what they can do by the end of the year so that some of them life will change from where it was last year to a better and healthy life.
That's
a blessing to have somebody like this on your side. Thank you so much for allowing me to say what I can say tonight. If I went out of my circle in my words, forgive me, but I am open to answer any question that you may have. Any question that I cannot answer, that I would be glad to give you another time to get back to you. Thank you so much for everything, ladies.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Justina. And we do have questions, praise God, and I thank you for availing yourself to address the questions. And I'm going to start out because herbal healings and health, oh my goodness, is one of those topics that that is so vitally important to me, as many of you may or may not know. Some, I've been dealing with some health issues myself. And I specifically, Sister Justina and I, became aware and knowledgeable of one another because she was an answer to my prayers. I tell her that all the time because I specifically prayed and asked God to send someone that in my life that was very knowledgeable of herbal healings and herbal supplements and to know how to use them and to apply them. And then my next request was that I did not want this person to be from this country. And the reason that I did not want someone from the U.S. was because most doctors from the U.S., they are versed in traditional pharmaceutical drugs, traditional medicine, and I wanted, again, someone that had a knowledge, a long-standing knowledge of herbal supplements, herbal healings, because I knew that that was the way that God had intended for us to be able to maintain our health. He tells us in his word, he said, beyond all things, it is my will that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And as I shared earlier, the word of God talks about herbal supplements and plants and herbs for the healing of the nation. And so I'm one that can stand on the word of God. I stand on it. From Genesis to Revelation, I stand on it because I know the word of God tells us that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will never fail. And so the Lord answered my prayer by sending me Sister Dr. Justina Awani. And not only did he answer those three things that Lord let the person be knowledgeable of plants and herbs and knowledgeable of natural healing and not from this country. You know, God, when he does something, he said, I will do exceedingly and abundantly above all you ask or think. And so not only did he send that person that I asked for, he also made sure that she was Holy Spirit filled, that she was a believer in Jesus Christ. And this woman, I will share with you, I have not had anyone that had took the time like she did, sit down and talk with me. Not only did she talk with me about what my medical condition was, she also took the time to pray with me. And many times, and then she told me, she said, Wes, I'm going to go back and I'm going to pray. And I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to tell me exactly what I need to do for you. So in other words, she was going to the Holy Spirit to be able to tailor, make an approach to my health and healing. And I will tell you, I sit here right now by the grace of God, healthy, walking in health, walking in wholeness, walking in healing because of the power of God and because of Sister Justina Awani and the herbal supplements and juices that she put together by the grace of God to be able to help me and not only help me, but also to help those that are in my family. And so I certainly appreciate her. I love her like a sister in Christ, praise God. And I can't, and certainly when you find someone or find something that's good, I want to share it. And so that's why she's here. But and I asked her if she would be a guest on the program tonight, and I thank God for her. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our questions. First of all, Sister Justina, would you just share with us why did you choose to start Nature We Belong, your natural foods business?
The holistic health is a gift in my family. My grandfather practiced this all his life. And living here in this country, I have seen a lot of human suffering. Working in a hospital, I saw a lot of human suffering. And besides that, when I came to this country here, coming from the tropical to the core, my digestive enzymes were not accepting the core food because at the time, my digestive enzyme was still in the warm stage. And these are some of the things that sometimes we need to look at carefully when we travel from one place to the other. You coming from Georgia here and go to New York, the food in New York, your body is not going to accept it immediately because the food is colder than your body coming from the warm place here. And so I suffer a lot of indigestion problem when we got here for some time. I think I visited so many doctor offices, they couldn't find out what the problem was. So I was working with a lady who told me about a holistic doctor, and I went to him. He showed me something that, well, right, according to my study, when I get to study myself to go detail, I realized that many of those to do it was not right, except for eating raw food that was very helpful. And so going through that, my son's brain sometimes pain a little bit, and I said, okay, there must be many people that will be going through problems with indigestion like me that I experienced like this. And besides that, whenever I go to the grocery store, I would see people always looking for something for constipation. That it happened many times that I said, okay, I have to do something else about it. So working in a hospital, I didn't have access to what I have now because I have access to the laboratory dry pills, but I didn't have access to this raw thing that God put it here, pure and holy, to help his children.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to make up my mind to choose one. The Bible says you cannot serve two masters. I cannot serve the medical masters and serve the natural masters. So I make up my mind to serve the natural masters and just let the medical masters go. So when I begin to serve the natural masters, I realized that there were so many people that needed help. Even every day, the calls that are coming, there are so many different things, cancer of any part of the body. And so the cry for God, cheering for healing, it caused me to open nature with the natural foods that I see.
All right, praise God. Well, we thank God that you made that decision to not stick with the medical, but to go with the natural, because as we well know, there are less side effects with the natural products,
mm-hmm.
praise God. And that is God's way. So we thank God
mm-hmm.
that you made that decision. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines up for questions. If you have a question regarding herbal health, healing, holistic healing, please press 1 now on your dial pad. And the way that we will address the calls, I'm going to call your last 4 digits of your phone number. I will announce the last 4 digits of your phone number. And if you have a question for Sister Justina, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad at this time. This is information that people usually have to pay to receive. But by the grace of God, Sister Justina has come on, and this information for you is free of charge, praise the Lord. So take advantage of it. Get your questions answered. We're going to answer as many questions as possible. Caller, your last 4 digits are 4394396. Go right ahead, please.
God bless you, both of you. I praise the Lord. Doctor, I would like to ask you about the glaucoma. Could you give me some information about that, please?
Glaucoma, we will use holistically. We look at immunity first, and we will approach the problem itself. We don't solve your symptom, but we solve the cause of your problem. So most of the time, problems that they can be due to immune dysfunction. So when we're talking about glaucoma, we look at spirulina in the first place as a herb that we use for glaucoma. But before we can apply this, we will have to address the entire immune system with herbs, the shishandra berry, goji berries, echinacea, eucalyptus, rosemary, sage, all of these, we will put it together, and then we climax it with spirulina. Taking it continuously, it will help to reduce that inflammation in the eye.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
So I would have to get, okay. Well, thank you so much, because I was needed to. So in other words, I have to get my immune system together first. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Not really first, but all of these has to be put together to, because you cannot just take one thing and think it's going to solve your problem. In medicine, the more you combine, the better result you get. It's just like a recipe. When you cook food, you put so many ingredients, right?
Amen.
Yes. So the food can taste good, right?
That's
so it's
true.
The same thing. So we're going to be using spirulina as the main herbs that we need for the glaucoma. But in doing so, we need to address the entire immune system with the different herbs. You're going to combine all together by taking that as the immune system is boosting up, that symptom will slowly go away.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you.
Amen. Thank you. You're very welcome.
Yeah. Spirulina, that was as Dr. Wani shared with you, one of the primary herbs that will mm-hmm. address glaucoma. And then at the end of the program, I'm going to give Dr. Wani give her contact information as well as her address for her business and phone number, et cetera, so that you would be able, if you have a desire to pursue further holistic alternatives and what she shared, you would be able to contact her directly also. All right.
Oh,
praise
thank you
God.
So much. Yes, the information. Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God. We're going to go ahead and caller. Your last four digits are 8609. Just one moment. All right. You are live into the studio. Go right ahead. 8609.
Yes, good evening. My name is Nancy, and I'm calling from Houston, Texas. Thank you for this opportunity. And say that again?
Good evening to you. Please.
My name is Nancy, excuse me, and I'm calling from Houston, Texas. I just wanted to thank you for this opportunity to let Ms. Justina Awani explain the importance of us using the product that she's making. I know her very personally. I call her my sister, and she's actually everything to me, but she has taught me a lot about what we have to put in our system. So I'm really very pleased about that, and I just wanted to say that all of you who are on this call, that Justina is a woman of God. She's a prayer warrior. I mean, she does everything to the best of her ability. And I'm so happy that those of you who have chosen to consume the product that she makes, you know, I just thank you because she sends them to me every time she makes them. And I'm really feeling like I'm just very young, okay? Skin-wise, my system and everything, without making any claim about, you know, anything, but I really like all the products. And the good thing is that, you know, she went to school, she learned it, and she makes them herself. You know, she's her own warehouse, she's her own factory, she's her own industry, she's everything. She makes everything for herself. So please don't doubt anything. Whatever you want, she makes them for you right there. And if you say, I need a fresh one, she will make them for you fresh. And I'm so happy that all of you are experiencing the good effect of using all these herbs that she makes. So I'm so very proud, you know, that you guys have all joined hands together to consume the products that, you know, God has given her the talent to make. So I praise God for that. And I praise you also, the owner of the radio station, that, you know, thank you for this opportunity, and I know probably you have benefited from it or you are just starting to consume. I don't know, but God will bless all of you. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you so much for the chance to speak.
Amen, amen. Thank you, sister, for sharing that testimony. And everything that you just shared, I agree totally, wholeheartedly. And it's such a blessing for Sister Justina to be able to have the business where, as Sister shared with us, she makes her own products. She makes her juices. She makes soaps for your skin. I mean, and all of this. And she does research to be able to know how to put, as I said, plants and herbs together, how to put items together for the soaps and the various products that she makes, and all of them from a natural perspective that is holistic, that is certainly healing and to our physical body. So, yes, ma'am, I thank you so much for sharing that, and welcome to our program.
Thank you, ma'am.
Amen. All right, praise God. We have a caller, and her number or your number is 4294. 4294. Go right ahead, please.
Hey. Good evening, good evening. This is Gretchen calling from Lake Charles, Louisiana. And I'd just like to say God bless you, Dr. Awani. God bless you, Pastor Lisa. Thank you so much for this wonderful woman of God tonight. It's been just so awakening and so inspiring. My question for her tonight is, do you have a herb or a program that will work for someone who is maybe having blood pressure issues or diabetes, and what would I need to do to go about? Should I contact your office, or is there a book or something that I can get? How would I go about trying to deal with these things on a holistic level?
And where are you again? Louisiana?
Louisiana, yes, ma'am.
Louisiana, okay.
Yes, way down here.
That's a lot of fish, huh? Diabetes, you know, what is it? Is it a type 1 or type 2?
Type 1 diabetes. My husband is type 1.
Okay. Well, this is a simple problem. This is a diet problem. That's what I was trying to emphasize more on diet. All the things are diet problem, when the heart is not feeling good, the entire body malfunction. For diabetes, you know, I can just tell you what you need to do, but allopathic medicine, that will put you on medical pills for your lifetime. But this way you don't get on it for lifetime. So for somebody that has diabetes, sage, I don't know whether you're aware of sage. Sage is just a common herb that you can use to cook food. Are you aware of that, sage?
Yes, yes, I have heard of sage. Yes, yes, ma'am, yeah.
Okay, sage, you or your husband, you can make sage tea. That's the very first thing you drink every morning before you put anything in your mouth.
Okay, okay.
Another herb for that is fenugreek. Fenugreek has been used for time immemorial. Fenugreek can be used for constipation. Fenugreek can be used for diabetes. Fenugreek can be used for when a woman had a baby, the breast milk is not coming. We can use that to bring out more breast milk. Fenugreek can be used for cancer. Fenugreek can be used for so many things. And for the diabetes person, for you to be able to benefit from these two herbs, first of all, what you need to do is you can buy the fenugreek powder, and then you make the fish tea, and then you put the powder into the fish tea and cook it, and you eat that first thing in the morning. Don't eat too much, because immediately sometimes you can cut down the blood sugar.
All right. Oh, that is so helpful. And my second part of my question is, how long can I expect to facilitate or notice a change in my health? Would it be weeks, months? Should I be patient? It's going to take a long time.
When it comes to the sugar?
For taking the tea, when will I notice a change in the blood sugar or the pressure? How long will it take?
It's not a problem. For this kind of situation, we're looking at diet change as well.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna be drinking tea with sugar, with honey, and all of this, it's gonna be back and forth. It's gonna be up and down, up and down. So for us to be able to get effective result in this, we got to forget about some diet and get like a meat out of the diet. Take oil. Oil in this country, the tea is carbohydrate. No. It's not a carbs alone. Oil is the cause of diabetes in America. The butter, the oil, the cheese, the pork, the beef, the white rice, all of these contribute to type 2 diabetes in America. So for us
that's
to be
all
able to see a quick result from this fish, tea, everything, you must be
yes.
able to cut down some of these stuff out of your diet. And make sure
Amen.
You drink more water. Do not involve yourself into activity that will cause you stress. Any problem that you have that is not going the way you want it, you raise your hand and tell God, I give it to you. It's a heavy load. I cannot bear this. Take it from me. All of these are the causes of problems that we face in our lifetime.
Amen. Thank you very much, Dr. Awani. I appreciate you.
You are very welcome. I wish you speedy recovery.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. And I hope you all heard her say that, and she gave a listing of all of those things that are really have adverse effects on our overall health. And one of the biggest things, and this is something that Sister Justina and I have talked about on numerous occasions, and that's the sugar, the level of sugar and sweeteners that we have in our traditional diet. We eat a lot of sugar. And one of the things that she truly emphasized with me is that the bitter, B-I-T-T-E-R, the better, B-E-T-T-E-R, the bitter, the better. And when you with these herbs and taking these herbs, and if you get with her and she begins to make for you these herbal juices and so forth, just be prepared, because the bitter, the better. But that is so very true. And I had to get to the point of saying to myself, which is more important, my health or the taste? And so I made a decision that my health is much more important. And so I didn't care what I told her. I didn't care what it tastes like. As long as it was good for my health, oh, yeah. Then if I had to hold my nose to get it down, absolutely, I would. And as I said, I sit here, stand before you as a testimony that it works. Amen. So we're going to go ahead. Praise God. And right now I'm going to ask caller 0400, and that would be Mother Pat Gallo. Just one moment, please. Just hold on for me. One quick second. Something went with the studio when I clicked there. Just one second. Mother Pat Gallo. Hold on. There we are. Come on. All right, Mother Pat, go right ahead, please.
Well, good afternoon. I'm back here laughing because you say the bitter it is, the better it is. I say, oh, Lord, I just don't like tasting anything. But my question is, what is doctor's take on these plant-based foods? This meat that they have, plant-based meat, because and they never tell you what kind of plant. That's what bothers me the most. So what is your take on that?
Plant-based meat?
Yes.
To be honest with you, I don't know myself.
Oh,
because
okay.
I like to do everything that I do feel in the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, I'm going to answer a question before him, what I have given to his children as a food to eat. Because
mm-hmm.
the Holy Scripture says that eat a food that is beneficial to your body. And so today, everybody is making all the natural stuff, plant-based meat, plant-based, plant, holistically and natural scientifically, what I know to be a protein in the plant kingdom is the dry beans, is a protein food. Beans is protein. Spinach is high in protein, but that's a uric acid. So a lot of the time I get some people gout. That's why many people get gout in America here. Kiwi contain protein. banana contain protein. And so I don't know if they are combining these together and call it vegan meat. I don't know. I don't go close to those myself. I eat pretty much raw fruits and vegetables. So the vegan meat, I don't know what that is. And I must be honest with you. Yeah.
Well, that's
but
the
if you want to make your own vegan meat, if you try to prepare for yourself something you don't want to eat meat, you want to prepare something for yourself to substitute meat, you can take dry beans, cook it good, steam it, boil it, bake that. After you bake that, then you put some herbs, like I was just naming some of these herbs, like a cilantro, cilantro. You can combine however way you want it, put them together, and transform it in another form. And it becomes, when you eat it, you feel that you are eating meat, but no, because of the protein content, that's why your body is feeding it well. And this is a meat that do not have pesticides in it, because nobody injects it with any chemical.
Okay. Well, I haven't bought it yet. Thank you.
You are very
Amen. Do we have any, praise God, any additional questions? Is there anyone? And again, this is your opportunity. So if you have a question, don't be shy. Speak up. We would love to be able to address your question. While we are waiting, Sister Justina, we know that we are still amid this pandemic. So talk about what helps us to be able to strengthen our immune system, to be able to ward off viruses, et cetera.
Thank you for that question. With this disease period that we are in, before this disease, God created herbs. But most of the herbs that I've been working with pretty much is aloe vera, because I've been working with aloe vera, I've been working with neem, I've been working with eucalyptus, I've been working with echinacea, I've been working with hawthorn berry, I've been working with goji berry, I've been working with fenugreek, I've been working with all the different herbs, because I'm looking at this viral, like a simplest form of leprosy. From what they are saying, the intensity of nerve pain, that's exactly the same as leprosy pain, like that. And so aloe vera is if you combine aloe vera, ginger, glucosamine, also good for the pain. I've been working with that. Ashwagandha, build the entire immune system. I've been working with that. Turmeric, all of these are combined then together. Sometimes I will put it into like a tea, or I will put in the smoothie, or I'll put in some of my juices and put it here in the store. Sometimes I will add like a, you know, there are common things that we just look at it. We don't even know why it is, because no one has been told anything about it. Banana leaves is a beautiful immune builder. Very, very good. When we talk about cancer, when we talk about blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, hypertension, boil a banana leaf. Like somebody, I was giving the fish. So you boil in your fish, put some banana leaves inside, boil it pretty good with some clove and some cinnamon. Take a sip of that tea every morning. You will be surprised what you will find. So all of these that I'm naming, one or two of them, you don't have to combine all of them, but the one you able to combine, combine it and put it together, and you will get a result.
Okay. Okay. So just to repeat, you said for that tea, banana leaves, cloves, and cinnamon, put it together to make a tea. Drink it in the morning on an empty stomach. Is that correct?
You're going to use banana leaf. You're going to use clove. send a message. If you have name, you can put it there. If you got eucalyptus, you can put it there too. But if you can't find it, the banana leaf, clove, sage, yeah, this is pretty good. And a little bit of aloe vera. Oh. You know, I like bitter stuff. So you got to put a little bit of aloe vera and ginger too.
Yes, I'm very much aware about it. also, you shared, and I can again attest to that, my family went a period of time where we were really battling what the doctors would have called symptoms of COVID. My son, he had got a high fever, and it went from him to my husband to myself, and then but even in some cough and so forth, but praise the Lord, it was not as severe as it could have been, simply because I immediately went to Sister Justina, and she has what she had called a viral care juice that included like aloe vera, ginger, glucosamine, ashwagandha, turmeric, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. I tell you, I was very, I mean, it worked. We bought a gallon of it and just began to drink it. And though my family got pretty sick of me coming to them every hour on the hour with it, but nevertheless, they got sick enough to start fighting, sick of me enough to start fighting back. That meant they were feeling better. And so, sure enough, it worked. It worked. And so, again, share with you all that these natural supplements, they work. And I think Minister Gretchen was asking about how long. And I wanted to, Sister Justina, just to touch upon that a little bit deeper, because we have to know that many of these conditions that we deal with here in the United States, and especially in the African American community, hypertension and cholesterol, heart disease, diabetes, these conditions did not come overnight. Hello, people. It did not come overnight. And so we can't expect it to go away overnight. Now, let me say this. With pharmaceutical drugs that treat symptoms, it may seem those, again, they treat this of the condition. Natural herbs as well go to the root cause of the condition. And you have to be able to be patient enough in order for them to get within your system, because they deal with what you are addressed, what you're dealing with on a cellular level. And so because they deal with it on a cellular level, then it takes time for them to go into our system to be able to address these conditions on a cellular level. And so what I'm telling you is be patient. Be patient. Be patient. If no, you may not see the immediate results in 2 to 3 days. Be patient. It's working. And not only is it working in you, it is also working for you. All right? If there is someone else, is there anyone else that has questions for Sister Justina tonight? Let me see. Did I get everybody?
In addition to that, I was just telling somebody yesterday, before you get to experience the problem, it's now chronic. So solving chronic problems, it requires time.
Yes,
so the best thing is to be patient, do the right thing, balance your diet, balance your relationship, balance your thinking, balance everything. All of that took... Sometimes the herbs is not the only thing that heal the human body, mind, and the spirit. It's also how we handle our thoughts.
Yes.
That is very, very essential in healing the human body, mind, and the spirit. You got to be positive in your spirit. You got to believe that this is a gift from God. He gave it to me to heal me. You got to apply every day. Because when the doctor gave you the pill, they say you got to take 2 or 3 pills every day. So if you have to, anything you have to do naturally, know that you do it just so you'll be swallowing pills every day. But the natural stuff, it doesn't have to be every day. I mean, all the rest of your life. As time goes by, you get healed. I have a patient in Nevada. She was suffering from breast cancer. She had gone to 10 hospitals, and she was rejected because she didn't have insurance. And one of her friends having to get to know me, and she told me about it. I said, send me a picture. Let me look at the breast. And when they sent me in the picture, the only thing I did was I said, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I don't know where to start, but you're going to show me where to start.
Amen.
She drained the juice for 24 months, and now she's breast cancer free. It was 2 years. She didn't drink it for 2 weeks. She drank it for 2 years every day.
Amen.
And she now finally free. So when we want to go natural way in healing, we got to be patient. We got to be consistent. Sister Whitehurst, what I like about her is just what she's telling you is exactly what she does. Sister, why can I do this? How can I do this? Holistically, we are trained to teach. We are teachers. We are not just people who just treat people like that. I say, all right, I need you to formulate this for yourself, and I give her everything she needs to do. So when we are working together, like she's going to give you my phone number, call me and say, okay, this is where I am this morning. So which are the direction do I need to go? Once you tell me where you are, I will tell you what you need to do, because why? You were in Louisiana, you were in Chicago, you all these places here. I cannot get to you in the mail in this very moment. But this very moment on the phone, like I told her, get to the market where they get you some fish and boil into tea and drink everything. You do it consistently and faithfully and believe that God can heal you through that. Before you know, you will be okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. The word of God tells us, be it, and think about this. And as I said at the onset of the program, you must stand on the word of God, knowing that the word of God is true. Knowing, and the, Jesus, when he healed people, he said, and they requested healing, he said, be it unto you according to your faith. The word of God also tells us, as a man or woman thinketh, so is he. You've got this is a holistic approach. That means, as Sister Justina shared with us, that we have to be able, from our mind, body, soul, and spirit, line up with spirit-led, spirit-fed. We have to line our spirit up. Take your emotions and soulless desires, put them on this as a second priority. Take your spirit man, put it as priority number one, line it up with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, and God will begin to minister and tell you exactly the things that you need to do. And one thing I can say about Justina is that she will walk with you. Now, your doctor, you see him on an appointment basis. This woman, I will tell you, I have had times that I have picked up the phone. I wouldn't recommend you all doing this, calling her at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I was happy. And I had the doctor, and she was right there at the other end of the phone. My blood pressure had shot up. And I needed to know, okay, you know, something, what do I need to do? And sure enough, she told me exactly what I need to do. And then went up because of my error, something that I ate that I should not have eaten. And also, too, she is going to be real with you. She will tell you, okay, well, what did you eat? What did you do? What happened? Oh, yes, it's very real.
But I thank God for that, because sometimes you need that person. You don't need anybody that's going to agree with everything that you do, because agreeing with you is what probably got us in this point in the first place. You know,
that's correct.
We need someone to be able to tell us, no, this is what you need to do. Leave the salt alone. Leave the sugar alone. Exercise. That's the other thing. He's big on making sure we know that the body, God created our bodies to move. You've got to move.
Yeah.
You would tell me, you have to move. Your body, these aches and pains, move. Stand up and jump up and down. So move. And it makes exercise, yes. All of that makes a difference. All of that makes a difference. Praise God. Yep. I will share with this audience this today in September the 3rd. In 16 days, I will celebrate my 60th birthday. Praise God.
Ooh,
and most
amen.
They don't think, wow, you're 60 years trying to be sick. Hallelujah and praise the Lord. God's word
amen.
Says that he can satisfy your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed. Like the eagle. I'm telling you
amen.
What the word of God. Oh, yes, it will. Yes, it will. Praise God. Let me bring in somebody else into this studio. Caller, your last four digits are 6769. Go right ahead, my sister.
Yes, good evening. I tell you, I am just really blessed by this program tonight. And I just had a question. When I go to my doctor, she says that my cholesterol is at a high level. What can I do to reduce my cholesterol level?
What are you eating sometimes?
The main thing is I was eating a lot of eggs, but I don't eat a lot of meat.
Okay, and then what else we are eating?
Let's see. Tofu. Let's see. Fruits, vegetables. not a lot of bread. Only eat sugar on one day.
Okay.
And yeah. This
how much
like
oil
that.
In the diet?
Oil?
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably margarine. I use margarine a lot.
Okay. Now you know that cholesterol is a blow oil, right? Anything else in the diet?
I don't eat chips and stuff during the week, only on the weekends.
And then nuts? So, you eat some nuts?
Nuts, yes.
You eat nuts?
Yes, I eat nuts, yes.
Yeah, okay. Those things you need to cut it down.
Okay.
Nuts. The margarine butter, one thing is, what is written on the ingredient labels sometimes is not really what we are eating. We're eating something else. Those things that are made with something else that we don't know. Food that is, America here, our body is a robotic body in America, because you're sleeping, you are walking in your sleep at the same time, working, move. And so this is how the food is made, so that your body will continue to move. And those kind of food is made with in a lot of oil here. Because the more oil in your body, the more energy the body is. And so you keep moving, drinking the oil, drinking the oil. But then, at the end of the day, it's not all of them metabolizing, because the body is moving excessively. So what do we do? We eat anything in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If we are supposed... almond nuts. One almond nuts is equal to 4 pounds of beef. And so if you're going to be eating almonds, you cannot eat more than one nut. You cannot eat more than one.
Oh, okay.
One should be enough.
I eat the mixed nuts.
One should be enough to give you all the protein
just
you need.
Almonds. Okay.
And besides that,
The chicken got fat in it. Fish got fat in it. Every fruit and vegetable got fat in it. This is one thing we do in the hospital, but we don't know because in nursing you are not taught nutrition. One orange contains 2.5% of oil. So if you eat more than two oranges, you're going to be elevating your blood sugar way up. In this country, the thing, carbohydrate, bread, and all of that is the cause of blood sugar. No, that's not all of that. The oil in America is the cause for type 2 diabetes in America, the cheese and the different and the egg and all of that. So those diets, you are eating 50%, you cut it down to 10%. And, you know, the Asian people, you see them show like this, they are full when we see it in their store. We say, oh, what is this? What is this? It's what getting shot at that it don't never go sick. Pumpkin leaves is a good medicine for cholesterol, for diabetes, for hypertension, for cancer. But who know that? You will only find those things in Asian store, and we have no clue why they are eating pumpkin leaves. So okay. If you have any Asian store around, you check around there. If you find pumpkin leaves, you just go clean it good and take all the little things out. You peel it like you would do celery, and you cook it with this just like a spinach you eat. And the best way you can cook anything green to avoid oil in it is, if you're going to be cooking spinach, to avoid oil in that, put a little bit of okra in it so that it can be a lubricant for you to be able to enjoy. And once you combine it with some bell peppers and zucchini and some squash, vegetable, when you, the more you combine it, it tastes better than chicken or fish or whatever it is people eat.
Okay.
So those things will help to bring down the cholesterol, cut down the oil in your diet, cut your margarine sugar up, cut your air down out of it. No, she got to let it. If the doctor tells you this is too much, then you say, you know what? Let me sit down and calculate what all I'm eating. How many? If I'm eating two pieces of bread every day, okay, I'm going to cut it down to half instead of even. I'm going to take one of the bread, split it into half, and take half for half. Everything down to 10%. Practice that. Practice it. Don't just go abruptly because your body is used to this heavy load. So if you just take it from your body immediately, your body is going to collapse, and that's going to be a setback. So when we are balancing diet, we go step by step and until we get there.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Amen, amen. Sister Justina, you said pumpkin leaves? Okay, pumpkin leaves, and you can pick that up at the Asian store, correct?
You can find it there. If you don't find it, ask them, and they might be able to help you with it. You just ask them, do y'all have pumpkin leaves there? They will be able to show it to you. And snap beans, the cholesterol, you want to, snap beans, you just eat it raw like that with nothing on the feet. That will help with the cholesterol and the diabetes too, yeah.
Yes, and I know you've shared with me in the past that food in its raw state, raw food, is so much better. Can you touch upon that just a bit and elaborate on that with our audience?
I think I said that from the beginning that raw food, it has pre-digesting enzymes. And that pre-digesting enzyme, that's what makes raw food to be the most beautiful food for the children of God to eat. The Eskimo in Alaska, they don't eat anything cooked. And these food, they don't experience any kind of illnesses that we experience. Now, if you go back to the Garden of Eden, God told Adam and Eve, eat the fruits and the vegetables. He didn't tell them cook it at this temperature. There is no temperature giving how to cook it. And so the best, if you want to live long, human have put and set into eating cooked food. but mm-hmm. it can still be adjusted. My friend that was on the line, Nancy. Nancy, are you here?
Nancy. I'll have to. I can't hear you because you have me muted out. Hold
yeah, okay, that's
right.
Nancy.
Let me see. I can't.
No, that's fine. We can go.
Okay.
Nancy, just the same thing I do to you. Nancy cannot eat without raw food. No.
Okay.
And she had diabetes too. Nancy is almost
mm-hmm.
diabetes free now.
Okay.
From eating raw food. Nancy drink aloe vera juice every night, raw like that. I said, well, you only need, in the nighttime, you need like 2 ounces. She faithfully does that every night. In the day, I don't care. You're moving around. Drink as much as
mm-hmm.
you can. But all I told her to do is blend the aloe vera with some celery. For those
mm-hmm.
of you that are somebody in Indiana, somewhere there with a diabetes case, I told Nancy, you just blend the aloe vera with celery. In the evening
mm-hmm.
time, take 2 ounces. But in the daytime, you can take 4 or 5 ounces and say, I don't have a problem with that. From doing those things, I have cut down as much as I can cut down for her. And so Nancy is almost diabetes free. So raw food,
yes.
God give it for the healing purposes of man.
Mm-hmm.
When you eat raw food, you will never go out of energy because why? Your body, the pancreas, the liver, they are not breaking it down to give you the nutrients. It is breaking itself down, giving you the energy you need to survive, and so is your cells. So the
mm-hmm.
raw food, it digests well for the cell, that the cell is so happy to get us enough energy to move around. So if you are used to eating cooked food, you can eat your breakfast in the morning, but make sure that you get one apple, split it into two, eat half of that. When you eat your
mm-hmm.
lunch, eat the rest of the other half of the apple that left, eat that. But in between them, before you get from breakfast to lunch, make sure that you snack on something raw. If you are going to go to work, get you some of the baby carrot, cut some cucumber apples in it, and some celery inside it. Put it in a very nice and take it to work. Every hour, put 1 or 2 bites in your mouth. By the time you get to lunch, you will not eat a lot, and the blood sugar is going to be balanced beautifully. You do the same thing towards dinner time. Snack on the raw thing in between. By the time you get to dinner, you are already full and you got enough energy because while all the raw stuff you've been snacking on, it's been breaking yourself down, giving you energy. And if you're gonna be
mm-hmm.
snacking on something sweet fruit, make sure you get a piece of cucumber or celery to dilute the sweet that is in that sweet fruit, because why? Sweet is sweet. The only difference between
mm-hmm.
raw fruit sweet is that, again, because of the pre-digestion enzyme, it metabolizes immediately and get out of your blood through the urine.
Okay. Okay. Great. We do have another caller. And you've been holding your last 4 digits of your number is 8129. Caller 8129. Go right ahead, please. Caller, are you
Hello?
There?
Hello, can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Okay. This is Zelma Dawes from Stone Mountain, Georgia. And
okay.
How you doing? I wanted information on inflammation in your body, arthritis and osteoarthritis and all of that. What can I do?
What are you eating?
All of the wrong food, probably. Oh, vegetables and fruits, But I also eat a lot of the wrong food, too.
Okay, that's fine. I like that, you know, sweet sugar.
Yes, yes.
Well, I didn't want to ask the question, but I know where we are. Sugar, you less sweet, you would have to cut it down.
Yes.
If you want to get well, if you want to wake up in the morning, no pain in the knee, in the shoulder, in the neck, in the back, in the spine.
Cut it
down. God made everything to eat, but you got to eat it in moderation.
Yes.
And we always want to be mindful when time is running out. That is when we are getting older. What I mean is our digestive enzyme is not strong enough anymore to break down all of those things that we used to break it down without problem. And these problems, when we are beginning to experience it, is already chronic, because when we are younger, our energy suppresses a lot of issues that are supposed to come out early, but because of energy, we don't experience it until when we get past 40, 50, then we begin to experience them. And so when you start experiencing things that you never used to experience before, it means that it's about time for you to balance the diet.
Yes.
So if you love the sweets, you got to call it sweet then. But arthritis, you can get some cashcloth tea. That is a C-A-T, apostrophe C-L-A, that was cashcloth tea, and echinacea. All of those are good for arthritis.
What kind of tea?
Cashcloth. C-A-T-S-C-L-A-W.
Cashcloth tea.
And also you want to blend some aloe vera with some ginger, boil it into a tea. We're not going to use sugar in here. We can use a little bit of a plum. It's going to be bittersweet, but you're going to feel different.
What about substituting honey?
Sweet is sweet. Honey is made out of sugar anyway. That's why the people make it now.
Oh, okay.
So if you're gonna be using honey as a substitute for sugar, then you might as then I'm gonna recommend for you to use Manuka honey. It's a very expensive honey, but it's a therapeutic honey.
What's the name of it?
Manuka, MANUKA.
MANUKA.
Yeah, Manuka honey. Okay, that is from New Zealand. Yeah. So that honey, you get it just very, very little, very little. Put it in that aloe vera ginger blend to get a tea. Just a little bit of that, just to get you a little sweet. And that going to take care of that inflammation very well.
Okay. That's aloe vera, ginger, and Manuka honey.
Yes, please.
Okay.
But you're going to make the aloe vera and ginger into a tea first. You're going to blend aloe vera and ginger together, boil it into a tea before you take this little bit of honey and put it in a cup and drink.
Yeah. Okay.
You sip on it. Okay. That, you don't drink a whole cup of it because it's aloe vera is bitter. You know that, right? So you drink like a 4 ounces in the morning and then 2 ounces in the evening hours.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I wish you speedy recovery.
Okay.
Amen. Well, we have only a few more minutes left in the program. And with those few minutes, Sister Justina, would you please go ahead and give our audience, and for those that are in the Atlanta area, would you provide your contact number along with your address for Nature We Belong?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Sister Whitehurst. I am at, first of all, my phone number is 770-771-4633. Or you can reach me at 770-882-6473. And we are at 6330 Lawrenceville Highway, Talker, Georgia, 30084, Suite 83. you can call me anytime with whatever condition you may have. Like I said from the beginning, ministry is a big work to do. As she has gathered you together and supporting her into this journey, I'm also joining you on the helpline to answer any question that you may have. Call me anytime. My phone is open 24 hours. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And just to repeat, you said that telephone number was 770-882-6473 or 770-771-46. And what was the last two digits for that one?
4633.
Right, 770-771-4633, and that address is Nature Long Natural Foods at 330 Lawrenceville Highway in Tucker, Georgia, 30084, and that's Suite 83. We thank God for Sister Gina being on the program tonight. I can't thank God for you enough, as you being such a vital part in my life and in the health and healing of my family. I thank God for you. I thank you for being on the program tonight and providing our audience with this vital information. And we pray for each one of you, and let me do that right now before we end the program. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for Sister Justina. I thank you for each one of these women and even the men that signed in tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Father, as we go forth. Your word tells us that it is your will, again, that we prosper and be in health as our soul prospers, Lord. So help us to have the mind of Christ. Help us to be able, give us the willpower and the tenacity, Lord, and the will and the desire to be able, Father God, to choose your natural approach, your natural way, the better way of health and wholeness and healing, Lord God, that you desire. Because our bodies are truly, if we're children of the Most High God, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. We want to be able to take care and care for this temple. You promised long life, Heavenly Father, and we want all the promises that you have given to us. Lord, we give you all the praise, Lord. We give you all the honor. And if there is anybody on the line that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life tonight, we can't leave this line without you, knowing that all you got to do is just say, Lord God, I confess my sins and I confess the Lord Jesus over my life. I know that you lived, died, and was resurrected for me, and I receive you. Come into my life. Take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, we welcome you into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise. And again, I thank you so much for tuning in to this version of Heart, and have an awesome week. To God be all the glory. Thank you again and have a blessed night. I love you. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've been called for to show His excellence. Hey, all I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am.
Every day,